The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now for three charts in 3 minutes-ish, it's the lady with the technicals, the chick with the candlesticks. It's Nicola Duke. You all right, Nick?
Yes, I am. Very good, thanks.
Well, that was unusual, wasn't it? Waking up to see Donald Trump had military action against Syria. Like, do you know what? I'm glad. I'm actually glad. All we hear is leaders saying, oh, there's horrendous attacks on children. And there's a targeted airstrike, you know, on a military destination where the planes apparently took off. And I'm glad at least someone now is showing they're not going to just stand by. They're going to take some action here against horrendous, you know, atrocities happening in there. I don't know who did it, but if it came from those planes that took off from that airfield, blow up the airfield. Try and stop that, what's happening over there somehow. So I'm glad that. And it's moved the markets a bit, hasn't it?
You were long gold miners or an oil stock, weren't you?
Oh, no, I got one gold miner. No, but I did say on Twitter I was ready to put Donald Trump in the file marked clown. It's now in the file marked pending, because that's one thing he's done, I think, since he's come to office that really has brought a bit of faith to him. I just think he stood up to a horrible regime where everyone's just saying, oh, it's bad what they've done over there. Yes, they're killing children. Do something.
He kind of brought this on himself, because he came into power and said, you know, Bashar al-Assad is someone we can work with, and, you know, we're not looking for a regime change. And I think that the Syrians thought that gave them permission,
yeah,
that they could get away with it. And so I'm very pleased he did react so quickly to reverse the damage. But
it's always hard to find out really who the bad people are here in this, because so much things going on,
really
so many things spun. But what I think is to be telling is, first and foremost, Putin saying this is illegal. What? And gassing kids isn't illegal. They tried the legal means so many times with Assad, doesn't work. But also, Russia didn't show any of the victims, apparently, on state TV of gas victims. Why aren't they showing the truth? And to me, that speaks volumes, you know? Anyway,
when we invaded Iraq, the UK government wouldn't let anybody, the news stations report on bodies being brought home. Okay. So we do the same. It's naughty.
Yeah, but that's to stop upsetting our own people, isn't it? But I mean, these are Syrian children. That's not going to, you know.
Well, it was to stop people turning against the war.
It would
have turned Russian sentiment against what's happening in Syria.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're off the chart.
We're well off the chart now. Let's get back on.
Okay, let's get on the chart here. First one suggested was, I think, it's a request. HSS. Is that HSS higher, I think, isn't it? There's a bigger cap stock. What's happening on the chart there?
HSS is a bit depressing because it broke the October 2016 low this week, and has had a bit of a spike lower. I've got two support levels in this stock, 54.66, mm-hmm. and then it's a marginal new low at 43.41. I think if we can rally back and regain that 63.50 low today, so that it looks like a false break lower, then there is a good chance that this is a bottom. But that's really what we need to do. We need to recover 63.50 to be bottoming. Otherwise, I'm afraid the risk is lower to 43.40,
okay,
where it is an epic buy.
Okay.
But
all right, marvellous stuff. All right, well, next on to the M's. So we got first one is Motive Bio, MTFB. Now, this is a drug that's going through phase 3 clinical trials, and this data is, you know, it takes into commercialization. It's got one more, it's split into two sections, Revive 1, Revive 2. But if there's good data readout from Revive 1, then this is positive, because the second Revive 2 is exactly the same, just done on trial on patients in different locations, that's all. So it's had a breakout, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really has. It's bottomed, so it's made a higher low, and now we've got a higher high. So that's a trend reversal, and that previous high now becomes support at 27.70. So the first target we should be looking for in this stock is the 23.6 Fibonacci retracement from the last summer's high, which also interestingly is the November lows, and that's at 32.48. But I think that we will at least continue higher to 42.50 to 45 is my initial target in this stock, if we can get back above the 200-day. The 200-day is lined up with the early 2016 lows around 36. The first time we hit 36, we're likely to bounce off it, but we should find support again at 32.
Okay. By the way, the lead drug there is called Ilcaprim, and it's, you know, antibiotics in the moment undergoing, you know, we're hitting a precipice here where antimicrobial resistance is hitting all-time highs. You get antibiotics becoming less effective. Now, they're releasing this drug here that apparently is going to, you know, be effective. And so if it does breakthrough to commercialization, it's a potentially blockbuster drug they have here. All right, next one is MySquare, M-Y-S-Q. It's a social media site basically in Myanmar, formerly of Burma, and they've just said they're going to stop with a convertible loan note funding arrangement they've had, which always helps with the share price, because, of course, you get these companies come in and just sell, who convert the loan into shares. So it's rallied last few days. What do you reckon, though? M-Y-S-Q.
Yeah, MYSQ, you know, had a Fib support at 1.19, and here we are back above it, having bottom. We're having a go, you know. The first sign we need to look for is to close above the 20-day moving average, and that's at 1.269, and that's sort of the high today. That's what's holding us down. If we can close above that, and if we can close, interestingly, above 1.35, that's a descending trend line all the way from the March 2016 high. That's a year-long trend line. Mm-hmm. That really does put us on the turn. But really, if we look at this, since November, the daily 50 moving average has been the one that's held us down. So every time we've got above the 20 and we've looked like we could manage it, you know, we haven't managed to close above the 50. So that's going to be the really, really key test. We need to close above the 50-day moving average, which is also the November lows, and that's at 1.57. So close above 1.57 absolutely nails it on that we are going back to 3.2 and the 200-day moving average.
Marvellous.
But that's what you've got to look for. 1.57.
Cool. Okay. Nick, brilliant stuff. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company pages at Vox Markets and also the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick.
Bye. I didn't say that very well.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.